Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Kuf Zayin, and we will start with three lines from the bottom on Kuf Av Amadez, as we, Be'ez Hashem, head till our second Mishnah in Perichelek. That's been a while, but there is another Mishnah coming up, so Be'ez Hashem, we'll try to get there today. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, three lines from the bottom. B'tchila kara David l'Achitofel Rabbo. Originally, Achitofel was David's Rebbe. He used to teach him things, and he was wise, and therefore David called him Rebbe. Ulubasov karo chavero, ulubasov karo talmido. The relationship went from Rebbe to Talmud, and then to peers, and then finally in the opposite order. B'tchila karo rabo, originally called him Rebbe, va'ata enosh ke'erki alufi umyudai. David says, you are my aluf, you are my Rebbe, you are my one that has let me, taught me things, right? This is for the Mishnah Avos, the source for, if anybody teaches you anything, you gotta call them Rebbe, this is the source. Ulubasov karo chavero, asher yachtov nam tiksod. Together, we were able to get the secrets. So together, b'beis elokim halifu ragesh. That's the pasuk that some say on the way, going on the way to shul. B'beis elokim halifu ragesh. The Bali Machshava say, baragesh stands for barad, re'im, geshem, and sheleg. Right, when you go to shul, v'beis elokim halifu ragesh, no matter what the weather is, you gotta be strong and run to shul. Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen used to say that, baragesh, that's what it stands for. Ulubasov karo talmido. And finally, at the end of his life, you know, he was wiser than Achitofel, and he, Achitofel was his Talmud. Gam ish shlomi asher betachti bo, the man, the ish shlomi, my person who I confided in, ochel lachmi, that I used to eat his bread, meaning learn his Torah, higdal alai akev, had become my heel. Right, so the one who was used to be great used to be the opposite. The Ian Yaakov says this Gemara is alluding to the regular order of what is supposed to be occur. It's supposed to be one is supposed to first be a Talmud and then even get up to the point. But then you know this is the way it goes sometimes. That sometimes Talmidim can even surpass their Rebbeim, as we're going to get to. I think a little later that we spoke about that person is not. I'm sorry, but we had it on Friday, the end of the daf, that everybody's miskani except for Bino Talmido. Right, so here too, even the regular order of things says the Ein Yaakov. It's okay that the Talmud sometimes could surpass the Rebbe. Vayter Amar of Yehuda Marav LaOlam Al Yavi Adam Atzmo Lideni Sayon. A person should never try to bring themselves to a test, to an Isayon. Person shouldn't look for nisyonos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Sheharei David Melech Yisrael hevi atzmo l'dei nisayon v'nechshal. David HaMelech brought himself to a nisayon and he was nechshal. As we're going to see, Amar Lefanav, where did David bring himself? We daven every morning. V'lo l'dei nisayon v'lo l'dei v'zayon. So Amar Lefanav, Rebono Shel Olam, v'pnei ma omrim Elokei Avram Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov v'yein omrim Elokei David. Why do you say the opposite in Shmoneh Esrei? Not fair, David HaMelech says. I want to be mentioned too in Shmoneh Esrei. Why can't I be mentioned? The Musar HaNeviim. Musar HaNeviim is one of the Mefarshim on Navi, on Neviim Rishonim. It's written by a Rav in Denver, Rabbi Ginsburg, Rabbi Yudaleib Ginsburg, Rabbi of Denver, Colorado. Right, so he has a beautiful Machshava Sefer on Navi. So the Musar HaNeviim there in Shmuel Beis, he says, what's David asking? I want to be mentioned in Shmoneh Esrei. What Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? What was the uniqueness? So he says, "Kimash Omer Melokei Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov Zeo Mepnei Sheheima Chayu HaAvos Shel Hadasa Yisraelis." They were our avos. The Kol Echad Mehem Bava Hosif Nofach Mishelo Bedasa Zos. They each added a unique element to our religion. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and that's why David is saying that I'm also adding a certain element to the religion. So David comes along. Why? What did David add? Sha'at Shalonis Kaima Malchus based David Hayu Omrin Habrios. People used to say Kidas Yisrael Ef Shalolis Kaim Rak Eitzel Kibbutz Katan Shehu Moved Al Min Haolam Vein Lo Malchus Mem Shala. Up until David, they used to say Judaism, it could be by a group of people in a town, in a certain place, but it can't be a whole governmentally controlled people. Aval miyeh lahem keser shel malchus, os yisbato behem keser Torah. You can't have the keser malchus and keser Torah together, people used to say. And that was the chiddush of David HaMelech. And he showed everyone that he could be together. And that's why Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't I add this? The Kesetor HaKesel and Malchus could be together. And what does David answer? What does Hashem answer him? Sorry, we'll see in a second. Hashem had to bring him to an Isayon and show him that Shahamalchus Shiyatiyu Ba'ochrav Lavoli Dechait. We'll see that if he wouldn't have been in the power of Malchus, he wouldn't have been able to violate, in quotes, the following idea. So Hashem had to show him that you can't get credit for that, and it's mutav that if he wouldn't have had Malchus. Therefore, don't say that you are unique in that way. Obviously, everybody's unique in that way. There's a lot more here, but that's what David HaMelech says. He says, no, I want to be like, mentioned this one answer also. So, Amar, what did Hashem answer? Back to the Gemara, sixth line. Inhu minsuli va'at lo minsusli. They were tested by me. Right? Not only Avraham had Asar Nisyonos, they were all tested. Yitzhak Avinu, obviously, had the Akedah too. And Yaakov Avinu, right? Rashi in Miketz, I think it's in Miketz, Vayigash, I think it's in Miketz, says Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov was saying, look at my life. So he had Yosef and Lavan, not in this order. Yosef and Lavan and Dina and Esav. I mean, he had a tough life, Yaakov Avinu, right? So Va'alomit, you didn't get tested, says Hashem to David. Amar Lefanav, Rebbeinu Shalom, B'chanani V'naseini. Okay, give me a test. David HaMelech asked, give me a test. Shenemar, B'chanani Hashem V'naseini V'chulu. Amar, Hashem says, Minsan Alecha, fine, I'm going to test you. V'yavidna Milsa Bahadach. And I'm even going to do something to you, Diliditu Lohodatinu. I'm going to do something to you that to them, I didn't let them know that I was going to test them and in what I was going to test them. V'ilu ana komodina lecha, but you, I'm going to make it easier. I'm going to let you know demansina lecha b'dvar erva. I'm going to let you know how I'm going to test you. It's going to be something related to Arias. It's going to be dvar erva. Right? So you ready? Hashem already set the stage. I'm going to test you, and it's going to be related to a dvar erva. So first, just one little lashon issue, and let's talk about the larger issue. That is, what do you mean dvar erva? I'm going to test you in a dvar erva. Say erva. Well, that's you in an arayas. What do you mean dvar erva? So says the Ben Yehoyada that it is only a dvar lo amar be erva ela be dvar erva srach erva, a smacks of an erva, a little smidgen of an erva. Why? Because really, Batsheva was that erva. Was that really Erva? As we're going to see, as Chazal say, that she was a grusha, maker of it halachically. Because every time, as we know, the Gemara says in Maseches Ksubis, every time one of the chayalot shel Beit David, David's soldiers went out to war, they used to write a get to their wife, just in case they didn't come back. They wanted to leave Agunas. So therefore, they used to write a get. So Me'ikra did, she was a grusha. But La'eni Ha'olam, she was an Erva. Because none of the women ever got married until their husband didn't come back. And then, in that way, know that she was really, it kicked in. She should remarry them. And that's why it was called Srach Erva. That's why it's called Srach Erva. Why did Hashem only test him like this? Why didn't he test him with a mamish and Erva? Because it's David HaMelech. Nobody would fall for Erva mamish. It's got to be, like we spoke about last week from the Grah, if there's a little Pesach, if it's a little Suffolk, so then already, we can be more a heter. And we can say, not so bad, she's already divorced, if it was real erva, but srach, yish li yitzer letzadi lo heter gomor, lasos adavar. Zuru uya lachai, I'm supposed to marry her. We know David HaMelech had him ruach HaKodesh, that he was supposed to marry her anyway. So, you know, how bad could it be? So I'll marry her now. That's why it's called Srach Erva, says the Ben Yehoyada. The larger issue is here, how was David HaMelech asking for a test? How was that? How are we supposed to understand that? That David HaMelech is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu test me. We generally assume that we're not interested in tests, right? Maybe this is part of one of the sources for it. Val Yavol Edeni Sayon, we're not interested in having tests. There are at least three sources. I'm going to quote, relate to this issue of not wanting to be in Nisyonos. The first is Ramosha. Ramosha writes at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev that when Yosef HaTzadik was being attacked by Eshes Potiphar, so the Pasuk says, Vayazov Bigda Biyada, he left the beggar in her hand, Vayanas Vayetse Hachutza. What's the double lashon of Vayanas? He ran outside, but he ran, Vayetse Hachutza, and he went outside. It's the same thing. Vayanas achutza, vayetzi achutza. What's vayanas, vayetzi achutza? So says Ramosha, v'heir akra, she Yosef, afo pishuhu batuach, even though he's batuach, he's not gonna fall prey. He didn't stay there and overcome. He ran out. I'm going to overcome. I'd rather be in this situation and overcome. No, the enokain el arakish and izdami lo nisayon v'amon v'zeh. We have to try not to put ourselves into the situation of nisayon. Have to be mekayim the mitzvah Hashem. Not to put ourselves. That's Rav Moshe. Who else says this? The Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says this in Pshat, in a pasuk, in Parshas Nitzavim. The pasuk says, "Pen yesh bachem shoresh poerosh velana." Maybe there's going to be a root of a bitter root amongst you. The hisparech b'vavol emar shalom yeli, and you'll feel blessed in your heart, saying, "I'm going to be okay." Ki b'shvirus li bi'elech. So maybe I'll think that. Says the Meshech Chachma, "Yitachin al derech drush." Aderach Drush, says the Meshech Chachma, Yesh Anashim, Asher Omrim, Maza Derach is Karvos Elokim. How do you get close to God? Haim Ze Pele, Kiyatsom Einov, V'yigdor Hataiva, V'yarbe Belimud, V'yasmud Betfila, V'yiyad Davok Aidei Zel Hashem? Is it hard to be close to Hashem if I'm sitting at shul all day and I'm davening, I'm learning, have my eyes closed to the outside? What's the big deal? Of course, you can be close to God there. Get tveikas. You think Hashem wants that? Ella yisarev birachovos ubishvakim v'yisyachidim nashim asuros v'yelech b'shrimus libo. That's the way to do it, right? Ubecholzos Yosef omitz b'yiras Hashem. Ha'achuza amuk bilvavo, but kegachlas. I'll feel the taiva coming and I'll feel it coming and I'll overcome. Oh. That's godless. Yala Maila Ari Mispa, he says, that's what the pasuk says. Pen yish bachem, shorish rosh, you'll say, shalom yeli. What does that mean? I'll have shalom, I'll overcome. When bishrivus libi elech, when I go bishrivus libi, when I go into the situation of taiva, so that's when, l'man svos harava es hatzameya, to have the skinny overcome the fat, and need to overcome my taiva. What did it say? Lo yov Hashem salavach lo, Hashem's not going to forgive you. Hashem is going to be very upset about that. So you have it by Yosef and Oishis Potiphar. You have it in this pasuk in Nitzavim. And finally, what's the original source of this whole thing? Maybe the original source of this idea is Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava. Why? How does the Nachash convince Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Major discussion in the Mefarshim. So what many of the Bali Musar say is that the Nachash said as follows. The Nachash said, Adam, why do you think God doesn't want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas? You don't have a Bechira now. Like the Ramban says, well, you think it's a big deal to serve Hashem like this? You don't have any Yetzahara. You know what? Get a Yetzahara and then serve Hashem. Oh, that's what Hashem really wants you to do. He wants you to do this. There's no kunz. There's no nothing. You're not accomplishing anything. It's easy. Oh, eat from the Eitz Hadas. And then you'll have the Yetzahara inside of you. And then you'll serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, that'll be great. Right, that's what the Shemin HaTov writes in Chelek Beis of the Shemin HaTov. He says that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Zumadrik also Yosef Gedola Mishiyu Bilti Yediyah Shalara, and that's what the Nachash says to us all throughout the generations. That is the root of the problem. That's the root of the problem. Again, he says look more for the Shemin HaTov. He discusses this a little more at length. Okay, but that is the major issue on today's daf, the issue of Nisyonos. And trying to stay away from them. We try to stay away from Nisyonos and not put ourselves into Nisyonos. Okay, so David HaMelech asked for a Nisayon, and this is not what he was supposed to do. So he asked for a Nisayon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, and it's going to even warn him what it's going to be about. It's going to be about a Dvar Erva. So, miyad, what happens? Vahila Esa Erev, it was evening time. Vayakam David Me'al Mishkavo V'chulu. David gets up from his bed. What was he doing getting up from his bed at night? At Erev, supposed to go to sleep during the day, to go to sleep at night and be up. So Amar of Yehuda, Shehafach Mishkavel Shalayla Mishkavel Shayom. He switched his sleeping habits. Why? Rashi explains. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to test him, so he was with his wife during the day. So he wouldn't have any taiva for any other woman during the day, because why else would you see other women? You would see them during the day. That's why instead he blocked himself out during the day. He didn't go outside, and he was just with his wife during the day. One's allowed to be with one's wife during the day, so maybe David HaMelech, he was a Talmud Chacham, he made it dark, Paris Taliso, different halachas maybe he was. But anyway, this is what he tried to do. He tried to prevent himself, he tried to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. He was with his wife during the day. Venis Alma Menu Halacha, and an idea, not a halacha, but an idea, went away from him. He was forgot. Aver Katan Yishba Adam. A little Aver is within a person. Masbio Ra'ev Marivo Saveya. The Gemara says elsewhere as well. If I satiate it, if I give it tons and tons, it's going to be more starving. Right? If I marv it, if I let it stay hungry, saveya. As the pasuk says in Kohelas, oh, if kesef, lo yisba kesef. Right? If somebody is involved in something, you can't get more and more and more, then it's going to be worse, the opposite. Right? The more, so he was masbia his aver. He thought that would help, but really ra'ev. Really, it made it more hungry because he went overboard in terms of, if we could talk that way about David HaMelech, but at least that's what the Gemara is saying. Must be a rave. And what happened? And here's the story. And he goes on to the roof. He saw Batsheva washing something on the other roof. She was very beautiful. Batsheva, she was shampooing her hair. Right, a lot of people in this parak were shampooing her hair. Who else? Avishai. Remember, Avishai was shampooing her hair and he saw the blood drops. He knew David HaMelech was in trouble. That was a couple of blot ago, last week. So she was chayfa reisha to techalsa, next to a something that blocked the vision. A chalsa blocked the vision between. Like she was in private. She was sanua, and asak satan idmi like a tzipirta. The satan came and made himself appear like a tzipor, like a bird. And pasla b'gira paska lechalsa. So what happened? David said, "Hey, a bird." He shot an arrow at the bird, but instead the satan made the arrow hit the chalsa, this object that was blocking the vision, and iglei. So she was revealed. She was revealed. The blockage was removed. The chazye and David HaMelech saw her. Why dafka a bird? A tzipor. So says the Ben Yehoyada. Again, he has a positive spin on almost every line on this Gemara. Why a tzipor? Just like a tzipar is going to be used in the tahara process of a mitzorah to become tar from saraz, so to you, David HaMelech, your story is paving the way for all ba'alei tshuva to get pure. Right? As we know, this story is going to lay the groundwork for all ba'alei tshuva. So therefore, that's why the tzipar is like b'nei shetir es aviyah kitzipar shemitar es amitzorah kenu kara de inyan zed batsheva hora David HaMelech olav hashalom tshuva liyachid. Nitaru al Baalei Shuva. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, was David really roy for this sin? I mean, he asked for a test, but really it was to lay the groundwork also, there was hashkacha involved, to the groundwork for Baalei Shuva. Right. So he goes and he sees Batsheva. Miyad. Everything here is Miyad. Right, the first line, Miyad, right afterwards, right after I'm going to test him. He started. And Miyad, Vayishlach David, Vayidrush Leisha. David said, who is that woman? Vayomer Halozos Batsheva Bas E Aliyam, Eshes Uriah Hachiti, Vayishlach David Malachim, Vayikacheha, Vatavo Elav, Vayishkav Ima, Behemus Kadeshes Mitumasa, Vatasha Valbesa. That's the Pasuk. The simple reading of the Pasuk is unbelievable. He went and took her and he lived with her. Unbelievable. So even if we know the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kala Omer David Chata Ina Latoa, and even though the Gemara, right, other Chazal say, and maybe in Echinami, it was on his level, and we can't even fathom what David HaMelech's level was, one of the Shiva Roim, we can't. That's true. But the Tanakh still feels the need to write it, Kipshuto Shel Mikra. Because as Rav Hirsch writes in Breishis, I don't think I brought it today. Well, I think I did. We'll quote it later. Right? The greatest teachers that our Tanakh personalities could be is if they're somewhat human, if they put it into our terms, even though the actual Chay might have been on his own level, but the way we can learn from it is if it's said in the simple meaning. So it says that he took Batsheva and he lived with her. He miskadesh b'tumasa, meaning she was not a nida. And he returned to her house. That's what if you look at the pashas of the psukim. So they say that's why he got Uriah back from battle right away, because she became pregnant that night. And David HaMelech wanted avera goeres avera. He wanted to cover up the fact that he made her pregnant. So he wanted Uriah to live with her, And in that way, nobody would know that it was from her. That's why Uriah refused to go back, and that's what made Uriah Mar B'Malchus, and that's why David HaMelech was allowed to kill him. Because Uriah refused to go back to his house. Either the simple, some say he had nevuah that he knew what happened, but others say no. The pashas of the pasuk is that he says, my brothers are in the battlefield, and I'm going to go back to my wife. I want to go back to the battlefield. Right, but either way, he was Mar B'Malchus at that point. Okay, so David HaMelech tries to get her back. V'hainu d'chsiv b'chanta libi. That's what David HaMelech says. Afterwards, he realizes, you tested my heart. Pakadata Laila. Right, you were pokade me at night. Seraftani baltimsa. You have checked me, and I have not been found tahar. Zamosi bal yavarpi. What does that mean? That last phrase. So he dashed the word zamosi from the word zamama, a muzzle. Amar, David says to himself, Echu zmama nafal bapume, if only a muzzle would have fallen on my mouth, demand destanile, to the one that I hate, meaning me, velo amar, ki amel, I wish I wouldn't have said it. David immediately, right, that's the godless of David HaMelech. Not that he didn't sin, but David HaMelech symbolizes sinning and doing tshuva for it, right? David HaMelech was from Yehuda, right? Yehuda, tzadka mimeni. The power of doing tshuva, right? They say the Bali Machshava contrast this to somebody like Shaul. Shaul could not. After Shaul was chote, throughout his sins by Amalek and by not waiting for Shmuel offering the karban, so Shaul cannot. He couldn't recognize the chet. David HaMelech over and over again throughout Tehillim in Shmuel, he admits the sin. He realizes, and he's punished for it, but that's what he realizes. Darash Rava, second line. David says, in Hashem I took refuge. How they say, a bird moved a mountain. Nudi harchem tzipar. Amar David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Machol Yelo Salavon, please forgive my sin. Shelo Yomer, so they should not say, Harsha Bachem, the mountain amongst you, meaning your king, tzipar nedadaso. A bird even moved the mountain. Right, alluding to the Satan. Darash Rava, my dechsiv, l'chol levatcha chatasi, to you alone I sinned. And I did it bad in your eyes. You are righteous in your words. You'll be zoche in your judgment. What does that mean? This is a very unusual chazal. It's known. Hashem, you know. If I would have wanted to be kofen my yitzer and not sin, I could have. Ela amina de lo lemru av de zoche lamare. But then people would have said, the servant outsmarted the master. Meaning what? What's the simple understanding? Hashem, you wanted to test me. And if I would have passed the test, then I would have won. So that's why I gave in. You gave in? What does that mean? It's not the pashas of the story. What exactly is that? That's supposed to mean, so the Maharal says it's lavdafka, that this is what David HaMelech is showing up Hashem. He's showing up like, oh, I could have. I did it. I don't want you to look bad. That's what it sounds like. Actually, he didn't want to start to look bad. So the Maharal says that, let me try to define this now for a second. The Maharal says that really, we cannot say this like Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is a little, Ein Shayach Sheyomer Sheyechta Bishvol Zeh. Rak Pirusho, Ki Bisan Atzmo Shol David Hayu Bemez Ein Roy Lachto. Ki Madregas David Hayu Sekol Kakavo Hashem Menatzeh Chaz Yitzro. What it means is what I just said before, that Chazal say that certain sins, what does the Gemara say elsewhere, the Dora Midbar warrant Roy for their sin, but maybe it was a little bit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the job. See here too, but David HaMelech wanted to bring himself to an Isayah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show that, you know, he wasn't Roy inherently on his level, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show that you don't ask for tests. Hashem Yisbarach, Yada, Shed B'davar Ze'eno, Shebemes Eino B'Madrega Sa'avos, Lokin L'Ratz Hashem L'Nasoso, that Avos were something unique. David HaMelech, you're also unique. But you're not one of the Avos. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put certain actions into play, certain occurrences, to teach David a lesson and to teach the world a lesson. But maybe that's what's behind. David is saying, I could have been called for my Yetzer, meaning, inherently, I'm not on that level to fall prey. But, you know, you had to do it. You had to do it so that the Eved, I don't say such a thing, that a test is something good. Darash Rava. My dechsev ki ani litzela nachon. What does it mean? I am litzela. Tzela, we're going to darshan, meaning a rib. Umachovi negdi tamid. And my herd is always in front of me. Ru'u yaisa batsheva baseilam li David mishesi me breishes. Really, my tzela, says David, my rib, meaning my wife, batsheva was nachon, was muchan for me. It was Mukhan for me. What does that mean? That really David knew Ruach HaKodesh, that this was supposed to be the one he was supposed to marry and have Shlomo with. Ela Shabo Eilav B'machov. But instead, it came with me B'machov in cave and hurt. Meaning I didn't wait enough time. It was supposed to be mine. Uriah was going to be killed in battle anyway. And he's going to find it. And that'll be it. That'll be it. But instead, I jumped the gun. How many sins? We had a drasha about this a couple Shabbosim ago. How many sins throughout Tanakh are based on a lack of patience? Almost every sin, almost every major sin in Tanakh is a lack of patience. The Egel is a lack of patience. And David HaMelech right here says it was a lack of patience. Shaul HaMelech. Shaul, what was the first sin David did? Before he didn't wipe out Amalek. But the first sin, Shmuel says, I'm coming back in a week. Wait for me to bring Karbanos. And David, Shmuel comes back in a week, but Shaul couldn't wait because the Am started dispersing and Shaul started being marked with the Karbanos. And Shaul comes back and Shmuel says, look. Shmuel comes back and Shaul says, look, I did what you wanted. Shmuel says he didn't wait. How many sins? Because people didn't wait. And maybe even Chazal tell us, Adam Arishon. Right, the Kabbalistic sources say that if Adam would have waited till Shabbos, he would have been able to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And if he would have eaten on Shabbos from the Eitz Hadas, that's why everything would have been perfect. That's why, right, we had it earlier. One of the deos that the Eitz Hadas was Geffen. That's why we have wine Friday night. We want to be misaking what Adam did. He didn't wait till Shabbos. We're waiting till Shabbos. Right? So he jumped the gun. So many sins were because they jumped the gun. They didn't have proper patience. So David HaMelech here says also, Gemara says, that he would have waited. It would have been fine, but he jumped the gun. V'chein tana devei Rabbi Yishmael. Ru'u yaislo David bat sheva bas eliyam el sha'achla paga. He ate unripe fruit. Unripe fruit he ate. Darash Rava, my dechsiv u'bitzal I samchu v'ne'esafu. When I limped, they were happy and they gathered. The lame gathered, velo yadati, and I didn't know. Karu velo damu. They tore at me, velo damu, and they weren't silent. Amar David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David says, Ribono Shel Olam, Galuv yadu al ofrecha, Shem hayu karin besari lo hayu dami shoseis. Hashem, you know that if they would rip open my skin, I wouldn't bleed anymore. I am so embarrassed. And they constantly make fun of me, the whole everybody around me, I wouldn't have any blood left. It's all be gone already. I've been so embarrassed. Velo od ela b'shashahim oskin b'arba mises bezdin. Also, when they're osik adal mises bezdin, you see the gears on the side. Ba'alas v'negayim. It's even worse. Meaning, no matter what they're osik in, no matter what halacha they're osik in, they always bring me up when I walk in. Bezda poskim me mishdasan. They see me and they say ve'omrim li David habal eshes ish mishasa b'kama b'meh. Right, David. What's the halacha about habal eshes ish? Just asking. Amarti lohem habal eshesish b'shasa b'chenek v'yesh lo chelik olam haba. David says they're chayiv misa, but they get olam haba. Aval amaba p'nei chaveru barabim ain lo chelik olam haba. I'll just have you know, thank you very much, but you lost your chelik. I have my chelik, but you lost your chelik. Why? What's the source for this? This is not a Mishnah. This is not. This is it. This is the Gemara right here. So the Mefarshim on Pirkei Avos talk about it. That the Tosfos Yontif says in Gimel Yud Aleph that because you're denying the Tzalam Elokim of the person. So if you're denying the Tzalam Elokim of the person, so you're denying a certain Elokus. So in Lochel Olam Haba. The Rambam says right here in the Pirush Rishdayis that it reflects a warped personality. Somebody's Mamam Pnei Chavir Barabim. That's in Lochel Olam Haba. Famous Gemara, the Tosfos and Sota Daf Yudam Abayis, Tosfos says, Mamam Pnei Chavir Barabim is one of the Yehari Val Yavars. Mamam Pnei Chavir Barabim is part of Shvichas Damim. Part of Shvichas Damim, Tosfos Sota Daf Yud says that one has to give their life for Baba Plechadero Birabin. We learn that from Yehuda and Tamar. Right? Tamar does not embarrass Yehuda. Tamar says, look, I'll go out and be burned. I won't embarrass Yehuda. So Amar Yehuda Marav. Afilu Bishash called Yosho David, Kiem Shmon Esri Onos. Even at the time when David was sick and weak at the end of his life, he did not lessen the times that he was with all his wives. Why 18 onos? Because it says we had back earlier, Daf Chafal, he had 18 wives. So he fulfilled all of his physical obligations to his wives. Shenemar Yagati Bianchasi, Pasuk from Tachnun. I schwitzed in my weak state. Ascheb Cholal Mitasi, I soaked every night in my bed. Bidimasi Arsi Amse. And in my tears, my bed was soaked. What is this Gemara doing here? What does it have to do with anything? So the Ian Yaakov says, beautiful. No, David HaMelech did tshuva the rest of his life for this Aveira. What's tshuva Gemura? Shuvah Gemara, the Rambam writes, in the second parak of Hilchas Shuvah, you have to be in the same exact state, in the same exact situation, and then do tshuva. If somebody is 100 years old, they don't have any strength anymore, and then they're with a gorgeous woman, and then they're not doing, okay, what kind of tshuva is that? They can't do this in any way. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that David, until the end of his life, his koach was strong that he was able to be with all his wives. And yet he did tshuva. That's tshuva gemura. Because it shows he had the koach of tshuva gemura. He had the koach to do it again, and he didn't. That's what this gemara relates, to relate to tshuva gemura. Right? The Rambam will... we didn't read the Tosis before. I'll mention it now in a second. That's what the Rambam says, at the beginning of in Perek Beis, Ezi tshuva gemura, Zeshabo liyado davar sha'avarbo, v'efshar biyado lasos, and you could do it again, upirish. V'lo asam ebnei tshuva. You don't do the avir because of tshuva. Lo miyira, v'lo mikishlon koach. Ketzad. The first example. Zeh shabal ishabal veira uva achers ba nisyachidima vahu omid ba ahavaso ba ubekoach gufo ubedivdina shavar ba upirish vo avar zehu ba tshuva gemura. That's tshuva gemura. Right, maybe that's Pshah. When Avishag, remember the Gemara we had earlier, when Avishag was brought in the beginning of Sefer Malachim, David HaMelech says, I'm aser to you. I'm aser to you. Because he already had 18 wives. He couldn't have more than that. And Avishag starts making fun of him. Oh, you're just old. David HaMelech says, no, I'm not. And they bring in Bathsheba. We had that Gemara. And he proves that it's not because he was weak, but it's because he was a Baal Tshuva Gemura. Tshuva Gemura. We mentioned before, I forgot to mention it before, that really from the Ben Yoyada, that it was only Srach Erva. It wasn't really Erva. Because the Gemara says in Ksubis that every soldier of David HaMelech that went out would write to get creases to his wife. There is a very important machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos there. A lot of lumdus related to it. How exactly did that work? That get. Rashi there, Ksubis, Daf Tes Amabez, top Rashi. Rashi says they wrote a get al Tznai. They wrote a get and says, if you come back, the get is meaningless. If you don't come back, then the get kicks in. That's Rashi. Tosfos has a number of questions on that. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, they wrote a get, period. They wrote a full get, it kicked in today. If they came back, they got remarried. There are rayas, lakan from different gemaras, but that is what happened. Hakalamaisa, that's why according to Tosfos, a Kohen soldier is stuck. Kohen soldier is stuck. What does he do? Because he can't be Machzor Grushaso, even his own. Only Yisrael can. But that's the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos there in Ksubis. Let's continue. Amar Yehuda Marav, Bikish David La Avod Avodah Zarah. David wanted to go worship Avodah Zarah. Wow. Shenamar, when? Vahi David ba'a harosh asher yishtach v'sham l'Elohim. David came to the Rosh, where they served gods. Vein Rosh al Avodah Zarah. Shenamar, v'hut salma reshei di dahav tav. It was the Tselem whose head was made of good gold. And why did he want to go worship Avodah Zarah? The Gemara is going to explain in a second. V'hinei l'grasso chushei ha'arki karua kutanto. Chushei ha'arki, the Navi of Hashem, came across from him with torn clothing. V'adam ha'arosho and dirt on his head. Amar lo David, yomru melech shekamoscha yavod Avodah Zarah. How can you do this? How can you worship Avodah Zarah? Amar lo, melech shekamosi yargenu b'no. What do you mean? My son Avshalom is going to kill me. Mutav yavod Avodah Zarah, v'al yischal Hashem shemayim b'far hesya. If I worship Avodah Zarah, that's a personal crime. Everybody will say, what a terrible thing I did. But that's better than having a national crime. To have Avshalom kill me, and all of Klal Yisrael, they're not protecting me, and they're not fighting for me, then all Bnei Yisrael are going to be held accountable. Better that I sin. Better that I sin, and then I'll just already be off and send everybody. If I'm Avodah Zarah, I'm already Chayim Misa. David HaMelech was trying to save the Chil Hashem. Omar, so says Hushai. Omar lo. I'm sorry. Omar, my time I couldn't see Vas Yifas Toar. Why did you marry Yifas Toar? We had earlier, David had many children from Yifas Toar. Omar le Yifas Toar Achmana Sharye. So he says, what do you mean? Yifas Toar is mutter. So Omar le, Chushai says, lo darashta le smuchin. Don't you hold a smuchin? The samech le, ki ala ish ben sora mora. Klonosi Yifas Toar, yish le ben sora mora. Don't blame this on anybody else, David. Right? The fact that you have this son is your fault anyway. Don't go do Avodah Zarah now. It's your problem. Right, you married Yifas Toar, the Gemara says, Yifas Toar, right, you're going to have a ben that is a Sorer Umorim. Dorash Rebbe Destoy Dibin Miri, Lama David, Lama David Dome, Lusocher Kusi. Throughout David's life, trying to get Shuvah, he was like an Akusin merchant. Rashi explains, Akusin merchant, they used to sell you a little bit at a time. a little bit at a time to get you to come back and back and back. So David HaMelech asked a little bit of tshuva each time. Amar Delfinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shkios Miyavin. Right, Shkios, who can understand? Amar Lei Shviki Lecha. Okay, you're Mochel. Uminis Taros Lakeni, Shviki Lecha, Mochel you. Gami Zeidim Chasoch Abdecha. What about Mezids? Shviki Lecha, Mochel. Ayim Shaluvi Azesam. They shouldn't rule over me. To Lish Ti Bi Rabbanan. Lish Ti Bi Rabbanan. The Rabbanan shouldn't talk about me. Shviki Lecha, fine. Vini Kesi Mi Pesha Rav. What does that mean? Shlo Yichtov Sirchoni. Don't write the whole story down in Tanakh. Amar Lo Yefshar. Shem says sorry. It's got to be recorded. Uma Yud. Shen Atalti Misarai Omer Visoveka Mashonim. Achiobo Yoshua Vosafti Lo. Beautiful. This week's Parsha. We just landed yesterday. Right, the little Yud that I took away from Sarai complained to me until I gave it a spot in Yoshua's name. Shnemar. Baker Moshe. Yeshua Binu Yoshua. Kol Parsha Kulachat Kham Vakama. I'm going to take out a whole text of the story. Sorry, I can't do that. Ma Kesher, Sarah, and Yeshua. A lot of drush about that too. This week's parasha. Vini, Casey, Vesharav. Amal Fan, everybody. Shalom. Macholi, Aloso, Avon Kulo. Please forgive me. Amar, Kfar Asid, Shlomo, Bin Chalomar, Bechachmaso. What do you mean? Shlomo is going to say, and Mefarshim say, David, you must have taught him this a little bit. Hayachte ish ish. Becheko, Uva Gadov, Lo Sisarafna. Could a person rake coals with it to his chest and his clothing won't get burned? Im Yahalech Ish Al Gechalim, Braglav, Lo Sichavena. Could a person walk on coals and his legs won't get burned? Kinabol, Ish Reyehu, Velo Yinaka, Kolono Geba. You can't be totally cleansed. That's what Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei. So, David, you know, you have to have some. I have to leave some. Amalei Kol Hachi Natra Dehu Gavra. So he says, so this the how gavra me, I'm gonna have such tirda? Amalei kabbalach yisurin, be makabal yisurin upon yourself. That also could help, says Hashem. David had that control of what would happen to him. So kabbalah, he was makabel, and therefore Amar Yehuda Marav, Shisha Chadashim Nitztara David, but his talking in a Shechina, Upirshim Yemenu Sanhedrin. Right, for 6 months David got Saras, the Shechina left him, and the Sanhedrin left him. Nitztara Dechsev Tachat Eidi Be'ezov Ve'et Taher. Please, purify me with an Ezov. Right, that's what's used with a Mitzorah. And I will become clean. Techapseni Mishalak Galbin, clean me, and from Mishalak, from the snow, I will become white. Destakim. And a Shechina, Dechsev, Ashivali, Sason, Yishecha, Veruach Nadiva, Tismacheni. Right, I mean, the Shechina, give me back the salvation that's referring to the Shechina, the Ruach Nadiva, and Pirshim, Yemenu Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin also left him. Dechsev, Yeshivali, Yireecha, the Yireecha left them. Shisha, Mina, fine. Just to note also, I alluded to it before, but Rav Hirsch, if you never saw it before, you can look at Rav Hirsch in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud, in Lech Lecha. The Torah never hides from us the faults, errors, and weaknesses of our great men. Just by that, it gives the stamp of veracity to what it relates. But in truth, meaning that we can learn from the Avos and the Imos by the fact that they weren't perfect. Right? The Gedolim that was saying brachas when they were two don't really teach us anything. Right? That's, he never nursed from his mother without a yarmulke. You know, it's just, it's just we can't relate to that. But says Rav Hirsch, the Torah doesn't do that. The Torah is not a Gedolim book. The Torah is about real people. But in truth, by the knowledge which is given us by their faults and weaknesses, our great men are in no wise made lesser, but actually greater and more instructive. If they stood before us as the purest models of perfection, we should attribute to them as having a different nature, which has been denied to us. Right? Moshe's Anava. Did we not know that he could also fly into a passion? His meekness and modesty would seem to us his inborn natural disposition, and lost to us as an example. Because he said, Shimuna Hamorim, so we realize Moshe Rabbeinu was godless. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Anamikal Adam, because he controlled what he did. And he said, why does he say that in Bereishis? Because that's what the Ramban says, Chata Avram Avinu, Chata Gadol Bishkaga, by throwing out, by being Ma'ane Hagar. And that's what the Ramban says. A lot of our trouble with the Arabs throughout history is because of that chait. That's only the Ramban can say that. So Ramban says over there, and that's what the Refersh is referring to. Okay, so David had Tanakh for David had Saras for 6 months. How do you know? Shisha Chalashim Min Alan Dechsev Vayem Asher Malach David Al Yisrael Arbaim Shana. David ruled over Bnei Yisrael for 40 years. Bechevron Malach Sheva Shanim in Chevron 7 years. As we heard yesterday, Ubi Yishalayim Malach Shloshim V'Shalosh Shanim, and Yishalayim 33. So it's 7 and 33. V'ksiv Kechevron Malach Al Yehuda Sheva Shanim Ubi Shisha Chalashim V'Chulu. The problem is there's 6 months that are missing.
There's 7 and 33, but there's 6 months missing. Vanishi Shechadashim, Lo Kachashiv, Shraminar Nistar. It must be that he had Saras. That's Saras. Difficulty in that is that the 6 months that are missing were the 6 months in Chevron, and really this whole story happened in Yerushalayim after the whole story in Bat Sheva, if it was a punishment for that. So that's a little difficult. Amalafana. Ribbono Shel Olam, Molochol Li Alav Ozo Avon. Forgive me, Macholacha. Okay? After all that, after he got the Saras, David Hel got Saras, then he was Mochel. Asei minos the Tova. So make, give me a sign. The Yiro Sonavi Evosho Kiyata Hashem Azatani Venichamtani. Right? Pasuk, we say it in plural, but give a sign. So Amalei Bechayecha Eini Modia. I can't. I can't give you a sign in your lifetime. Aval Ani Modia Bechayi Shlomo Bencha. But in your son's lifetime, I will give a, in your son's lifetime, I will give a sign. Okay, so what's the sign? What happened? So we know the Gemara. Why couldn't he give a sign during his lifetime? What was difficult about giving a sign during his lifetime? So many little varts about why the sign couldn't come during his lifetime. Maybe he would sin again. Maybe it wouldn't be. Maybe he's just doing it out of covet of David, and David's been complaining. But after his life, it, obviously it was just objective from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All different pshatim. You can look in the Achronim, who discuss why he couldn't be said during his lifetime. But what happened? So, those of you who remember from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, here it is again. When David and Shlomo was building the Beis HaMikdash, he was finally going to bring the Aron into the Kodesh Kodashim. The gates closed and wouldn't open. Does this mean the literal gates? Does this mean the gates of Shamayim? But the gates were closed. Amar Esther Ba'ar Batrunanos Bonene. He said 24 Shiros, 24 praises, nothing, no answer. Amar Su Sharma Sheikh Aminasa Bishayal and Yav Malchagavo. Gates! Raise up, Miza Malchagavo. Hashem Miza Zabikibar Zabikibar Malchama. Venemar Su Sharma Sheikh Zabishayal and Yav Malchagavo. Vukul of Lonene. Nothing. Kivan Sha'amar Shem Elokim Altashi Prim Shechecha. Zachar Lachasti David Avdecha. Mianene. When he mentions David HaMelech, his father, that's it. They opened up, and all of David's enemies had their faces turned black because they realized they were wrong. Right? They saw because of that. Period. Okay, how do we get into that whole discussion? Achitofel, David, that's it. Now back to Chelek. Gehazi is the next of those who don't get Olam Haba. See, the next mission is in sight. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayelech Elisha Damesek. What's the story with Gehazi? The Pasuk says that Elisha went to Damesek. Again, on the side, it points out that this is not a real Pasuk. Right? Gemara, this paragraph has a number of paraphrases. Vayelech Elisha Damesek, Lecha Azel. Where'd he go? Amar Yochanan, Shahalach Lahachzer Gehazi Beshuva. Elisha went to Damesek to get Gehazi back. Because he had pushed Gehazi aside. Remember the story we mentioned on Friday. Gehazi went back to accept the presents from Naaman, the non-Jewish king who Elisha had healed from Saras. Elisha refused the gifts. Gehazi went back to try to take the gifts. He comes back, he has Saras. And Elisha pushes him away. So now he pushed him away, he's tried to get him back. V'lochazar. Omer lochazar b'cha, do tshuva. Omer lochach mekubani mimcha. No. Gehazi says, sorry. You taught me. Hachoti umachti es harabim eim aspikim biyado laso tshuva. You taught me that if somebody sins and causes others to sin, so then they can't do tshuva. Why? So the Mepharshim say, because what, he's going to do tshuva and the people he caused to sin aren't? So he's going to be sinning in Gan Eden. But all the ones that he convinced are not? So that makes it very difficult. My Avad, what did Gehazi do to cause people to sin? Ika da Amri, some say, Evan show Eves tala lachatas yiravam, the hemida meshavayim la'aretz. What he did was, he had magnets. There were the golden calves of Yeravam, which we mentioned, that he put up in a way. So he put magnets on two sides, that nobody could see them, and the magnets lifted up the egel in the air, and it looked like the egel was flying in midair. And that's how I tried to convince them that it had power. The Ika da Amre, Shem Chakak Pafia, or he wrote Shem Hashem in the mouth of the egel, V'haisa Machrezes V'omeres, Anochi V'lo Yelacha. Terrible. Right? That's what he did. The Ika da Amre, Rabbanan Dacha Mikameh, or others say that he pushed away the Rabbanan from Elisha. He caused the Rabbanan to go all the way from Elisha. Shenemar, V'yomer B'nei Anavim El Elisha, Hinei Noam HaKom Asher Anachnu Yoshvim Shem Lefanecha Tzor Mimenu. Originally they said, Elisha, we have no room here, it's Tzor Mimenu. Michla Da'ad Hash De'lo Avit Tzor. Up until that point, it wasn't Tzor, maybe the older Rabbanan were there, and there was nobody complaining. Tana Rabbanan, famous, Lo'olam Tei Smol Do'ach Avimim Mekareves. As an educator or as a parent, we should always push away with the right hand and put bring close with the right hand and push away with the left hand. Meaning the bringing closer should always be stronger than the pushing away. Lo ke Elisha shedachal legechazi b'shtei yadayim, not like Elisha who's taken the task for just pushing away Gehazi, being too rough with him. Gehazi dechziv vayomer Naaman. Naaman says hoel v'kach ki karayim v'yifritz ba v'yotzar ki karayim kasev. He gave him all of his silver. Vayomer love Elisha me'ayin Gehazi. Vayomer lohalach abdecha ana va'ana. He says, "Where have you been, Gehazi?" He says, "Nowhere." Vayomer love lo libi halach asher hafach ish mi'al markavto likraseich ha'ish lakachas zakesav lakachta begadim ezesim v'karamim. Did you go back to Naaman and take all these things? Vitzon uvakar bavadim ushvachos. Did you take all these things? Elisha accuses Gehazi. So mishakal kulehai. Did he take all of these? Kesav begadim udeshakal. He didn't take all of these things. He just took silver and begadim. Amr b'Yisrael ba'osa shah haya Elisha yoshi v'dorish b'shmona shratzim. No, at that time, before Naaman had come and asked him to heal me, he was learning Perek Shmona Shratzim. Sefer Shabbos. Perek Shmona Shratzim. Naaman sartzva melech haram haya, and Naaman was the self-sara. Haya mitzara, he had saras. Amr lei hahi revisa, dish tavay me'arad Yisrael. There was a certain Jewish girl that was near him, and said, Yalzaz, like, Abi Elisha ma'asi l'cha. If you go to Elisha, that great man, he's going to heal you. Kiyasa amr lei zil tzva b'yardain. So he comes, and Elisha says, okay, jump into the Yardain. You'll be healed. Amr lei achuchik ha'machayichis bi. Well, you're laughing at me. I was the Yardain. Right? You're taking something natural. The Ben Yoyada also discusses here that tzaddikim could take natural forces and use it for Kiddush Hashem. So he was saying, what are you doing? It's just a river. Amri lei, hanu davi bahadei. Those who were with him said, hey, it can't hurt. My nafach amina. Zol nasi. Go try it. Aza batala b'yardin av itzi, and he was healed. Asa aisi le kohani denaket. He brought him, he said, whatever you want. Lo tzavi le kabuli mina. He didn't want to accept anything. Gehazi, after mekami alisha, and Gehazi stuck away and said, I'll take it. Aza shakal my deshakal v'ifkin, and he put it in secret. He hid it. Ki asa chazi el alisha lo tzaras avi parchay lo adereshei. But when Gehazi comes back, Elisha sees he's got tzaras on his forehead. It's like his nose is became long, right? Tzaras on his forehead. Amar le Rasha, he gia eis lito schar shmona shratzim. Like a little sarcastic, right? We were learning shmona shratzim, and now you're taking these eight gifts. And he was saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? V'tzaras Naaman tigba b'chov azarechad olam. And that's what he says. The curse of Naaman, the tzaras, should be with you and your children forever. Vayetze milafanov mitzora kasholeg. And he leaves, and he has tzaras forever. The four mitzorah sitting, right, the haftorah for parshas mitzorah. Amar b'yochanan, gechazi v'shlosh abanav. Who are the four mitzorah sitting outside the gates? Gechazi and his three kids. Tanya, Amar b'shemen alazar, yetzer tinok v'isha, te small docha v'mim mekarevis. These three, a child, a woman who is more sensitive than a man, one always has to be in the Yetzer Hara. You have to be pushed away with your left hand and pull close to your right hand, right? Because you also need the Yetzer Hara. The Chassam Sofer says these three are the roots of kina type of a covet. He relates it to, but it's not really, it shouldn't be taken literally. But maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan Gimel. You know what? There's what to say on the next four lines. So let's stop here. We'll start with the Chassam Sofer tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, and then tomorrow we get into the Dor HaMabul, all the Chazals from Parshas Noach. Comes up all tomorrow, right? The whole tomorrow is all Parshas Noach, right? And then Nachem is Gamzu at the bottom if we get to, but mostly Parshas Noach tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.